This week, I have a wish for all my fellow Southerners. I hope you are somewhere that is warm and dry and has a pantry full of food to eat. As I write this, at least 21 people have died in a monstrous winter storm in which nearly half of the lower 48 got at least a foot of snow. The southern states got less snow, but plenty of sleet, freezing rain, and deep coatings of ice on trees and utility lines. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are without electricity, and most of those are in the south. At no time in my life, which is fairly long at this point, can I remember snow on the ground in every southern state at the same time, except Florida, of course. And as an adult, snow is something to prepare for, but when I was a kid, snow was something I prayed for. On the south side of our house was a large garden where my father grew vegetables for us every summer. It was about 15 feet lower than the house, and if there was the barest chance for some snow, I dreamed of it getting deep enough to let me sled down the hill from the house and into that big, bare garden. Problem was, I had no sled. Sleds with their red steel runners and wooden slats and steering handles were expensive, and it didn't make a lick of economic sense to buy one if you could only use it every 2 or 3 years. But eventually, I cajoled my elders into buying me a cheaper alternative, a concave steel disc with two handles. These contraptions, I believe, are called saucer sleds. But the one my dad bought me at the local hardware store had a name painted inside it, Snow Scoot, and that's what I called it. I could never forget two or three times I got to use it before I outgrew it. I put it at the top of that hill and sit down cross-legged inside it and push off. I'd spin wildly until I hit the garden border and then fly into the stubble of dead corn stalks. And it never took long for the remains of a corn plant to upset my snow scoot and send me tumbling. I'd drag that thing back to the top of the hill again and again until it got dark. Something I love about living this life is how the things that stress us out as adults sometimes hold memories of the very same things that brought us joy as children. I hope this year's monstrous storm brought you and your family no harm, and that maybe, if you were lucky, it rekindled a little joy from a long time ago. Come visit us at SalvationSouth.com for Southern stories and poems and memories of all kinds.